ABC News.
The social media deplatforming of former US President Donald Trump has been divisive, to say the least. For some, it's an attack on free speech, while others say it's a matter for private companies to deal with. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey recently posted a long thread on the platform explaining and defending his company's permanent suspension of the 45th president, while Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has refused to take a decision on his own, instead installing an oversight board to make decisions. So how does it work and what kind of precedent does it set? Ariel Bogle is an analyst with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and joins us now. Ariel, thanks for your time. It's been dubbed Facebook's Supreme Court. So what exactly is this body?
So this body was actually set up last year, and it consists of a number of people around the world, lawyers, experts in content moderation, people with expertise in speech issues in different parts of the world. Even includes a gentleman, Nick Sazor, who's an academic at Queensland University of Technology here in Australia. And it was set up basically to provide the final say, I suppose, on content moderation decisions on Facebook. So people, if they've had a post or a photo removed from Facebook, can appeal to this oversight board. They don't take on every case, however, but they take on cases they consider to be significant and that could set a precedent for Facebook content policy.
So how does this so-called Supreme Court compare to what other social media companies are doing?
Well, it really is the first. I mean, Twitter doesn't have an equivalent, neither does YouTube and Google. So it's really something that Facebook is pioneering. I mean, it comes off years of complaints from governments, including our own, about the type of content that's allowed to spread on platforms like Facebook, whether it be hate speech, whether it be misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. And then, of course, we've seen lately the spread of quite virulent conspiracy theories like QAnon and other kind of alt-right and white supremacist organizing and all kinds of other things. And Facebook has in recent years almost been begging governments for more rules that they can follow. I think they've found themselves in a very difficult place because they have grown their platforms to such a huge extent with millions of users around the world, but their content moderation mechanisms and policies have not kept pace. And this content review board is essentially an attempt to take some of these big issues off their hands, because this board does act, well, it's supposed to act independently from Facebook, although it does receive its budget from Facebook. So in that way, it really does operate somewhat like a court.
I know you have already touched on this briefly, but can you tell us more about the Australian connection to this oversight board?
Yes, so certainly we have a legal academic who's an expert in copyright law and other speech issues, Nicholas Sazor, who's at the Queensland University of Technology. But it was important that there be representation from various parts of the world on this board, because of course Facebook is, just has such a huge presence in all corners of the world, and not just in countries where English is the first language, for example, and has very highly specific cultural contexts. But this is potentially a criticism of the oversight board. It really cannot encompass every country, have representation from every country, every language group, and every cultural context. So it does have limitations. And my understanding of how it works, for example, with the referral of the removal of Donald Trump's account from Facebook, or the suspension of his account, that's now been referred to the oversight board. And when the board hears it, a five sort of panel group will take a look at the issues around that decision. One of them has to come from the North American region. So there will be a representative from the United States. But say if there was a decision in Canada, I don't believe there's currently a Canadian representative, so they'll be represented by an American. So you can see that it's imperfect in many ways.
Yeah. So how important are these decisions, though, given what we saw at the Capitol earlier this month?
Well, these decisions by the Oversight Board, really, we need to see more of them and understand more of how it's going to play out. So, the Oversight Board recently announced decisions in five cases that had been referred to the board that really ran the gamut. So, there was a decision about misinformation related to the COVID-19 pandemic. There was a decision around an image that showed a female nipple in the context of cancer, breast cancer awareness. There was a decision about what had been removed for hate speech in Myanmar. So there was really a range of issues on the table there, but none of the kind of attention that will be paid to the decision around Donald Trump's removal. So when the Oversight Board makes its decision around that, and I think they have about 90 days to come to a decision, we can expect a huge amount of global attention.
Yeah, I'm sure. Ariel, always good to talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ariel Bogle, an analyst with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.